So what convinced you this was restructuring was the right thing to do?
Just going back and meeting with Coach McDermott, the relationship I had with Coach Rico, Rick Dennison, working with him before, actually getting a chance to work with Coach Kelly in the Pro Bowl. That was a quick week, but just being around those guys and actually being up here for the 2 months I was here for my rehab and being in the facility every day, close to 6 hours, and getting a chance to know the coaches and the vision for this team. Just thought moving forward that if we could work out something for the both sides, that would be beneficial to it. I mean, this is the place to be. Like I've said from day one, my commitment is to this team, to this community, to do whatever it takes to get a winning tradition back, and I'm still committed to doing that each and every day.
How much did you explore or did you explore other options potentially, and was it any case where you didn't see out there something fiscally, financially better than doing what you did here? Was that a factor?
I mean, it was a few teams out there, but I mean, I was still under contract. It wasn't like I was released or anything, so I mean, I couldn't do but too much, and I wasn't looking to do that. My focus this past offseason was to get healthy first and foremost with having the surgery early January. Like I said, my sole focus was to get healthy and let my agent find a way to make things work here. And we was able to get something done yesterday, and I'm excited to be back.
At the end of the season, like when you were benched and what happened, how that final week went, you expressed some of your concerns and worries about, you know, what your future was here. How did you reconcile what happened with that at that point and where you are now?
At the time, did I know that I would be back? No. I didn't know what the next step for me was. But I've learned from that situation, and I put it behind me. It's a new coaching staff in here. Like I said, some coaches that I've worked with before. Got a chance to talk to Coach McDermott since his first day here. And like I said, the vision that he has for this team and our conversations have been very good since day one. And like I said, I put what happened the last week of last year's season behind me. Was I happy about it at the time? No. Will it still fuel me doing workouts and moving forward? Yes. But ultimately, I'm happy that I'm back here competing with the guys in this locker room.
When that happened, when, you know, in that week you were sitting out practice and you didn't get to play, did you ever envision that this would be where you would be in a few months back as the quarterback and on this new deal?
I didn't sit out of practice. I was for injury reasons. Yeah. But like I said, I didn't know at the time. I don't think anyone knew at the time. It was uncertainty as far as what the head coaching situation would be this year coming up. It was a lot of uncertainty. So I think a lot of questions were unanswered at the time. And we had to see what the next step was going to be as far as coaching-wise. And like I said, once I met the coaches and seen who they brought in, definitely a place that I wanted to be. And like I said, I'm happy that I'm here.
Did you think after signing that deal last August, knowing what it contained and so forth, that you played this year with the thought in the back of your mind that you may or may not see this thing fully through, that contract, and how did that sort of, you know, factor into your thinking through the whole year, knowing it could go one way or the other?
I didn't really focus on that. Once I signed the deal, my focus was to do whatever it takes to help win games. Our season didn't go as well as we would like it to last year. On a personal side as well, too, I could have been better. And they chose to restructure. We chose to restructure. And I think moving forward as far as the team to help bring in some more pieces, it was the best thing for both sides to do.
You never missed any practice time up until that last week of the season, but then had surgery really quickly after the year. How much did that injury impact you during the year?
I felt it, but it happened early in the year. So, I mean, at that point, I wasn't going to sit out. I'm going to do whatever it takes to help my team win. So, In this league, it's kind of hard to play at 100%. Most guys on 100 once training camp starts. I was fortunate to make it to week 6 or 7 until I started feeling something. But the trainer's done a great job of helping me manage that situation throughout the season and getting me ready to play on Sundays. And once I had the surgery, they've done a great job as well of getting me back.
Just to clarify, so a couple different teams reached out to you or had expressed interest in you. Was that a situation where the Bills granted you permission to talk to other teams? Did they get into trade talks? What was communicated to you?
I didn't physically talk to any other teams. Casual conversations with my agent through, everyone's at the combines and stuff like that. No official conversations. I see what you're trying to do right there, buddy.
No, I'm just curious.
Good try. That was a good one.
Looking at free agency now that, we're in the thick of it, and seeing that, Robert Woods isn't going to be back, Marquise Goodwin's not going to be back, what are your hopes in regards to what your receiving core might look like, given the fact that right now it's Sammy Watkins? I think there's like 3 guys on the depth chart right now.
Yes. First off, Robert Woods and Marquise Goodwin are definitely very good players and definitely deserve the contract that they got. As far as what else is out there for us to pick and to bring in from free agency, I'm not sure right now, but I definitely have faith in our management and Coach McDermott to bring in talent is definitely going to help this team. The last couple of days have been fast for me, so I haven't really been able to focus on the free agent picture, but I'll definitely sit down and try to get an idea of where we're going to do or what we're going to do moving forward.
What you know about the new offensive system, how does it contrast, to last year's?
It has some similarities, but also being in the system 1 year in Baltimore, definitely some changes in it as far as the play action pass and getting on the edge and just a very player-friendly system. Definitely a system that LaShawn is going to like, get a chance to move Sammy around into different places, and definitely excited about us having our talent in this game, and definitely think that we can have a lot of big plays in this game.
Tyrod, how challenging? You came into the starting position. Greg Roman's the offensive coordinator. Then it's Anthony Lynn. Now it's Rick Dennison. We're only talking, you going on your third season as a starter. How difficult or how challenging is that?
It's a challenge, but it's also, it's the NFL. Those circumstances happen sometimes. Is it the ideal situation? No. But I believe in Coach Rick Dennison as a great coordinator. Being with him, like I said, for a year in Baltimore, he's definitely a great coach, and I'm excited to see what he brings to this team.
Tyrod, I know you mentioned the comfortability you have with these new coaches, but how has your relationship with Doug Whaley evolved from where it was at the end of the season to, agreeing to get this done?
We were able to come together on terms as far as a contract. I think that what happened. We learned from it, put it behind us. And if it was a bad relationship, I wouldn't be standing in front of y'all today. We've like I said, we got a deal done. So it's good.
Tyrod, when you talked about meeting with Sean the first time, I think it was just before his first press conference here.
Yep.
What was it that struck you about Sean McDermott and kind of like raised, what bonded you, the two of you together, to make you think that this would be something that works?
Very detailed, very serious in his approach. Just being around him, not knowing much about him, asking some guys that has played for him in the past couple of years about him, and it's all good things. And just being around him and, like I said, seeing him day to day while I'm over here working out, rehabbing, just casual conversation. Definitely think that he has the right message for the team, and I'm excited to play for him, and as the rest of the guys will be when they meet him.
You mentioned at the Super Bowl, I think it was, that you felt that the Buffalo media was too negative. Is there anything in particular that you feel was reported unfairly, either about yourself or the team last year?
Nah. I wouldn't say it was unfair. We were 7-9 last year, so, it wasn't a great year for us. Some of the stuff we brought on ourselves. To avoid that, we have to win. So, that's what we aim to do here. And moving forward, that's the focus, is to win. I think that cures it all.
He's only been here a short time. I'm talking about Sean McDermott. So, and you haven't really worked with him extensively, but what's your sense of the change here with him replacing previous head coach you had? And do you, is it noticeable to you already? And if so, what are you
seeing? It's still definitely early, but just definitely trying to change the culture, change the mindset, wanting guys to compete. Not that that wasn't the mindset beforehand, but I think once the guys get in here on April 3rd and get a chance to meet Coach McDermott and the rest of the coaches that he's brought here, they'll definitely see the vision for this team. It's a definitely a business-like approach, and he wants us to come in with a business mindset, to come in and work hard. And like I said, compete, that's the main thing. Every position is definitely going to compete, and I believe that brings out the best in players. So I think guys are going to definitely gravitate towards that.
At what point in the offseason that did you and Adisa consider the restructuring to be the optimal way to go here?
Say that one more time.
At what point in the offseason did you and Adisa consider the restructuring of your contract to be the optimal way to go here?
A couple days ago.
So 2 days ago, literally.
Yeah.
What was your sense on the quarterback market as you're reading the tea leaves and Adisa's reading the tea leaves and everything from what's going on in Dallas with Tony Romo to Brock Osweiler and the draft? I mean, what was your sense of the quarterback market?
I know there's a couple guys coming out. Romo is still under contract. Brock still under contract. I believe he just got traded. There was a couple situations that had to go down, but I believe talent-wise, we have enough talent to get the job done in this building. And like I said from day one, I'm committed to bringing this community, this organization, what they deserve. And that's what I'm here to do.